Blog Talk Radio.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some very important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and we're happy to report that nearly 3.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this fantastic money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. Why Quicken Loans? The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. We'll work with you to understand your specific circumstances and strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. Then we'll guide you through each step of the mortgage refinance process to make sure that it's both simple and easy. And for 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. If you're not familiar with HARP, it's a U.S. government program designed specifically for homeowners who have little or no equity. A great feature of the HARP program is that most HARP refinance loans do not require an appraisal, and there are fewer income verification requirements. That makes it simpler, easier, and even faster. And even if you've been denied for a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that you now may be eligible. Give us a call, and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review, and we'll do all we can to help you save money on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. Find out if you're eligible to take advantage of today's incredibly low interest rates and start saving money every month on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans today or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Where you are, do you know who you are to me? When I hear your voice, it's a diva that we see. Step back from the mirror so you can see clearly and understand, diva, what you help others to be. You who were created before the atoms first burst, chosen by God before he laid the foundation of this earth, fearfully and wonderfully made. Through you, God shines his light to help others be brave. God has chosen you for a time such as this to help us get up, speak up, and walk into our purpose. Oh, diva, what an impact in our lives you truly make, showing us no matter how small we are, our voices can make us great. A divine individual, victoriously anointed, for a time such as this, diva, you have been appointed, imparting maturity, patience, acceptance, caring, and tastefulness, impacting our world with your beauty and gratefulness. I'm honored to introduce to you, world, a true diva with an impact, my sister, Miss State Lovely Ellis.
Yes. Yes, everyone. This is a product of Ngozi Enterprises via the Beverly Nation. Good evening to all of you. I'm back. Wow, thank you, Toy. That was the most beautiful poem I've ever heard in tribute. I thank you so much for that. That touched my mind, heart, and spirit, as I hope it has for all of you listening. It's me, the universal angel, Lovely Ellis, Bayina Lovely Ellis. Yes. I am so elated to be here with all of you once again, this time celebrating my one-year anniversary tribute, celebrating life, love, inspiration, spirituality, not to mention our 362nd episode on this network. Wow. Wow, I'm so proud of all of you supporters, connections. You have been and always will be the reason why this network thrives. You are a part of us, truly, in our ministries, our record-breaking shows, thought-provoking topics. Diva Impact. Let's talk about it. On June 12, 2013, I was blessed to be given an opportunity to shine by way of my positivity, inspiration, and communication. Through Ngozi Nation, yours truly, has shared my life of how I survived domestic violence, to giving spiritual guidance on grieving, getting hell out of your household. I know you all remember those topics, as well as other family crisis topics. Family unity. I mean, these are the things that we truly needed to hear and talk about because, as you all know, I always talk about the things that happen in my life and then, you know, share and then see what you all have to say about your own. But just to provide some positivity, inspiration, and some information to help educate you and to help you to feel empowered. My topics, my ministries are things to empower each and every one of you because throughout my life I've had my obstacles and challenges and I felt empowerment from somewhere, mostly from my spirituality, from praying, from meditation, from people who love and care for me that was able to minister to me. You see, because we do all have a testimony and that's why we go through the things that we go through in life so that we are a testimony to others. So please don't ever feel like, well, why me? Why not you? God and his lessons have no respect of persons. We all have a lesson to learn. And I'm so happy that I went through the things that I experienced so that I can share my lessons, the lessons I learned, to hopefully inspire someone who may be going through the same things I went through. Or maybe they know someone else who's going through that. Overall, to make us all better as a people. I am God's child, and I absolutely love and enjoy motivating others. I enjoy touching lives. We've discussed depression, anxiety, teen suicide, relationship issues. I hope you all remember Sleeping with the Enemy. That topic, the relationship topic, was something that people really gravitated to. They wanted to talk about their relationships they were going through, and you know, it's just we all go through things, but to get it out in the open is the key. You don't have to feel like anything that I talked about on my show, you do not have to feel ashamed of. You do not feel like, oh, I'm alone in this, because you're never alone. You are never alone. There's always someone else out there, number one, who may be going through what you're going through or maybe even worse. So it's always good to count your blessings and just know that God loves you. And through it all, if he brings you to it, he will definitely bring you through it. So for me to go through the things that I went through, I arrived in the situation, and I prayed on it, and God released me from those things because we go through it to be a testimony, but then you have to pray to ask God to release that negativity, the parts that's still lingering in you. And then, you know, we talked about other things, you know, such as how we can prepare our youth for the future and for success. You know, I was able to communicate on that, as you all probably remember. I am a single mom of three boys, and, you know, I call them my boys to men. One of them, I mean, they're boys, but they're growing to be young men. My oldest son just recently graduated from high school, and I felt so blessed that I was able to to get him to that point, and he will be attending college because you cannot allow them to stop there. You have to continue to inspire them to do more. So he will be taking up business finance at Arcadia University. I'm so proud of my high school graduate, Elijah. And my other son, he graduated. He's on his way to high school, Gianni. My youngest son, Sincere, in May. Well, they say he graduated from kindergarten. Well, he did. They sent a diploma home. I thought it was so cool. It says, Sincere Love Wilson has successfully completed kindergarten. So he successfully completed kindergarten on his way to first grade. And he was student of the month in May, and I was so proud of him because they had a ceremony for the students, and he took pictures, and he felt so proud. And what you want to instill in your children is a lot. You really want to take the time and mold and shape them, because if you don't, it will come back to bite you. It will come back to haunt you, and then you'll have to deal with it. When you become a parent, you have made up your mind that you are going to do what's necessary, or you should make up your mind to do what's necessary to give your children the best. It does not always have to mean financially. That's part of it. But the main thing is emotionally, spiritually, mentally. And I always wonder, oh, wow, you know, yesterday when I woke up, I realized, I had an epiphany. God explained to me that. He explained to me the reason why. I have three boys, and we'll go into that. Now, I want to give a special shout-out to Roslyn, Pennsylvania. I appreciate all the support that we receive from you on this network, Roslyn, PA. And I also want to throw the number out there, which is 347-202-0392. Please press 1. Don't be afraid to say congrats. And anything that's from your heart that you would like to share on Diva Impact's one-year anniversary celebration tribute. Thank you. Now, oh, wow, missed you guys. OMG, my goofy, silly, happy, loving, caring self. I want to say to each and every one of you listening, I appreciate you being with me since day one. Lars, hi. How you doing? I hope Wendy Williams doesn't mind that, but I love that when she said it. But how you doing? Lars, I know you're listening. I'm so thankful that you've been there every step of the way. Thank you so much for being a dedicated connection. And for everyone else that's been dedicated, that's been listening in since day one, I truly appreciate you so very much. I thank God for you. Now, do you all remember when we talked about disaster preparedness and, you know, we had Herrera Islam on there, and, I mean, we had people that was calling in, and everybody wanted to know what to do in case of a natural disaster. And then you have some people like, well, if something happens, then you won't be able to gather your things and do this and that. Well, you just pray and ask God to please allow you to be prepared. The main thing is to be prepared. So we had an opportunity to talk about that. And the aftermath, there is an aftermath psychologically from all, dealing with all that. Losing a loved one, you know, due to a natural disaster. I mean, there's a lot that you can really learn from that, and I hope that you did. But pretty much my overall modus operandi, my MO, is to communicate a positive message for all of you. Why? Because I was inspired by God as a child. Growing up in Philadelphia, as I mentioned in my past shows, he revealed to me that I would one day be doing this. And I really didn't know why, but now I know why. I got the vision. And then I was like, okay, can I go back out and finish playing Double Dutch, playing with my kids, you know, friends and stuff like that. So it was very interesting how he revealed that to me. But I was a child, but I've always been a gifted child. And I'm so blessed that, you know, I've had a mom who molded and shaped me to being the woman that I am now by instilling values and morals in me. And just to be around people who care. When you have that extended family, it could be your best friend's parents. Growing up was all about, like they say, each one teach one, those kinds of things. But when I was growing up, everybody was like one big family in the neighborhood. Your friend's parents were allowed to discipline you, tell your mom, your dad, whoever, what was going on. I mean, we just had a great childhood. And I thank God for my childhood friends growing up in Philadelphia, as well as their family members who took the time. You know, I loved it. And just with doing my ministries on this network, I'm honored. I'm honored to get on the air and to communicate with each and every one of you to say, hey, you know what? This is what we're going to talk about. Don't be afraid to call in. Don't be afraid to, you know, to hear the things I have to say, because it's necessary and we need it. And what I do through my shows is I challenge people to deal with the things they may not want to talk about and deal with, but it's still necessary because you cannot avoid things. You have to deal with it. You have to allow yourself to take on becoming better. You want to better yourself. And that's what my ministries are all about, making yourself better, loving yourself, and loving one another. You know, like I say, as a mother, as a parent, you want to instill certain things in your children, make them strong. Make them emotionally strong, and don't allow yourself to just fall apart in front of them. I'm pretty sure I mentioned that as well, because they look at that. You try and instill things in them to make them better, but you have to show them that you're strong too. You understand? I know you do. Again, I want to say we are representing Osmond, PA. Also, the number to call in so that you can say hello or congrats is 347-202-0392, and you can press 1. And again, Lars, I have to say your last name, Schwartzhalter. I will never forget you over there in Belgium. Hi, sweetie. Now, we do have Darlene Lawrence on line 1, so I would like to bring her on. Darlene Lawrence, my sister. Hi, sweetie.
Hey, my sister. I am so happy and so glad and so proud and, oh, God, I am just elated to hear you here on the air and celebrating your anniversary.
Thank you.
I mean, just you are a beautiful person, beautiful spirit, just beautiful all through and through. Physically, mentally, emotionally, you're just a beautiful person. And I just want to tell you that I love you. I love what you do. I love what you bring to the nation. I also want to say congratulations to your son. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, lovely, because you fill so many hearts with so much positivity. And that is such a wonderful thing.
I appreciate that so much. And I will let my son let you say congrats, too. He's very excited. Yes, he is so excited.
I have a son that graduated college, and I know with the ups and downs. Good thing that he's in Arcadia, because I had to drive across the state to pick him up all those times, so that's going to make it just a little bit easier on you.
Right.
But it's just a wonderful thing. I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad to hear you on the air and to celebrate your anniversary, because you bring so much good information via the Beverly Nation.
Darlene, you're such a wonderful and person to call in and bless me. I know you've been doing a lot for others as well, and I ask God to continue to bless you, because you are someone who's active in the community, doing things in regards to the union, and I'm so, so proud of you as well. You are a wonderful person and a wonderful, phenomenal woman, so I'm so proud of you. I just want to let you know. Also, we do have another caller on the line. I like to bring Warren so he can help to celebrate, or he or she can help to celebrate this tribute. May I ask who's on the line? Caller, you there?
That's fine. I guess there's a lot of people press 1, but go ahead on. Lovely, Ellis. You know, I'm proud of you. Hello, world. Ole, dele, ngozi. I'm proud of you. Being back on the air. I'm not going to go too much, because, you know, I want to save my last thoughts in the last part of the program. But, folks, anybody who presses 1, okay, that means that you're on the air. Do not press 1 unless you want to talk. But that's okay. We're going to go back to that caller again. But I'm gonna stay online with you, Lovely. I got you. I got your back. This is 267-250. You're on the air right now with Lovely Ellis and Diva Impact.
Hey, what's going on? Hello?
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the one-year anniversary tribute of Diva Impact. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's going on, Soul Sister number one?
Okay, I know exactly who that is who calls me Soul Sister number one. Damon, hi, good evening.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to call up and celebrate your 1 year, you know. That's what's up,
it.
You know. Yeah, I'm glad you're on the air, spreading that consciousness, you know, sharing your experience with the people, you
yes,
know.
Sir.
It's very, very much needed. You know, and just wanted to take a couple of minutes, you know, to celebrate your 1 year with you.
Thank you so much. Now, can you tell people listening, like, what our relationship is like, as we call each other soul brother and soul sister? You know, you've always inspired me and vice versa. How is our relationship? Does it make you feel empowered? You know, can you express to those listening what our relationship does for you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when I have certain things going on in my life that I think is very uplifting, or you know, something that I'm proud of or whatever, I love to share it with you, you know,
yeah.
Because I know it's going to be reciprocated, you know, and, you know, you're a very good person, very, very good beacon of light, you know.
Thank you.
And, a lot of times, like, you know, you're right about certain things. You can see things that I can't, you know, and I appreciate you for that as well.
Thank you so much, Damon, and I appreciate you too. And I thank God for you because you're a very inspiring person. You are a beacon of light, and I just really appreciate all the motivation and inspiration you give me, because that's what helps us in this world when we have other people in our lives that we can feel like we can confide in. We need more people, Damon, like you, like me, and other people that shine their lights. We need more people like that in this world, mm-hmm. just for us to all interact together. So
yeah,
I do
exactly.
appreciate you calling in, and I wish you much love and success, soul brother number one. I love that. I love calling
one.
You that.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you wanted to say, or did you have to go?
No, I have to go. You know what I'm saying? But,
Steve, you are a beacon of light. I'm sorry.
No, thank you. You know, I was gonna say, I know like a lot of people, you know, like a lot of people like waiting in queue that want to share your 1 year anniversary with you, because you mean so much to so many people out there, you know, and I don't want to hold them up, you know.
That's all right. I appreciate you calling in and listening. If you could just hang in there with us for the duration of the show, that would be great. So would you be able to stay on the line and listen in for a few more minutes? Hopefully. Don't go nowhere, Damon. Stay on the line, soul brother. Well, anyway, that was my soul. I call him my soul brother because he's like me. He's a very spiritual individual, and I appreciate him so much. Thanks, Damon, for calling in and saying congrats and all the love and care. We do have another call on the line that I would love to bring in to our one-year anniversary tribute celebration. Say that 10 times fast. Caller 3, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hi, Caller 3. Welcome to our tribute. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to your mom.
I'm speaking to my mom. Hi, Mom.
Yes. Hi, dear. I just was so happy to hear your voice at Bev Nation today, and I tuned in a little late. I didn't get the gist of your topic. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say, and I really thank God that Bab Nation is giving you the opportunity to share all the positive thoughts and values and all the kinds of things that you're sharing with people around the world. I thank Bab Nation for that.
Yes, and I appreciate you, too, because this is actually the one-year anniversary, so I'm just going off of the things that I talked about in the past and all that. So that's what the topic is really about, just people calling in so they can say hi, and I appreciate you doing that to celebrate. And, we are in Gozi Nation now. So absolutely, Mom. Is there anything you'd like to share? Is there anything that, honestly, I mean, I always tell people about you and how you mold and shape me and do you feel like I've inspired you in some way?
Oh, all the time, because you're a constant reminder to me of the things that keep me on track. We sort of bounce back off of one another, and I thank God for you for being the daughter that you are and the mother. I really appreciate you. So happy anniversary, and I'll listen further into the program.
I appreciate that. And everyone listening, that is my Apple Scrapple. My mom, I call her Umi. And like the song says, my Umi says, shine your light on the world. That's what I've been doing throughout my entire life, but definitely during this year on Diva Impact via Ngozi Nation. So I do appreciate you, Umi, for calling in and saying congrats, and definitely stay tuned. Well, again, we are broadcasting out of Roslyn, PA, and I'm so elated to be here with all of you to celebrate Diva Impact's one-year anniversary. This is major. I'm so humble. I'm just so excited to be here with all of you and for all of you to be here with me, because although I cannot see you, I can feel the energy of my connections. I feel it out there, and it feels great. It feels great. I feel full. Like when you eat and you feel full, you're not stuffed, but you just feel like this is exactly what I needed. I'm good. That's how I feel with all of you tuned in to Diva Impact tonight and for being with me for this year, for the entire year. You know, just hearing my voice and like I said, just feeling your energy and people calling in, giving their opinions and things. You truly rock, and I thank you all for that. And we're celebrating our one-year anniversary, you know, basically through Diva Impact. What my desires were to present the energy of ambition, balance, blessings, confidence, determination, devotion, encouragement, endurance, enthusiasm, fearlessness, focus, gratitude, growth, image, independence, individuality, inspiration, integrity, joy, legacy, passion, patience. And I hope that I was able to cover those things, or that energy of those following things were projected to you all. Because if they were, which I'm hoping they were, and I feel in my heart and spirit that they were, that means I'm doing what God has called me to do, and I'm doing it right. And I ask that he continue to bless me and inspire me to do more, because I want to continue to do more for each and every one of you listening. So I hope I'm doing my job. So at any rate, again, I am Bayina Lovely Ellis, and I feel so blessed that God has bestowed a positive, loving spirit of truth, because even in the Bible it says the truth shall make you free. Correct? Correct. So my ministry gives me the opportunity to communicate truth as a light of hope and to set free those who need to be released from strongholds and principalities. This is bigger than what you and I can fathom. This is truly my ministry. I ask God to help me to release you all from strongholds and principalities through my words, through my communication, through my energy, my voice. Whatever he does and uses me for, that's what I want to be able to do for all of you. So, at any rate, Boy Daly, are you there, honey?
I'm here. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I feel so blessed, and I thank you for that beginning, that intro tribute. Oh, my gosh. I have to get a copy of that and put it in a frame. That made me feel so old.
You know, and I was honored to be able to write that for you. It's amazing to be able to be here for me to celebrate with you your one-year anniversary. The very first show I ever heard on the nation was actually your show, Diva Impact. So it's just an honor that I'm able to even be here with you celebrating your one-year anniversary. And I just wanted to congratulate you on that and on everything that you do and everything that you offer to so many people. I just wanted to take a second just to speak life into you, because you speak life into so many others, you know, whether you realize it or not, how deeply you move others when you share what you've gone through and some of your life situations, and when you share from what you see others going through. And I just wanted to encourage you, because, you know, people go through things for different reasons, but you're what we would call a life instructor. So when you go through something, you're not going through it because of bad choices or because God is upset with you, but you're going through it because of what you just said a few seconds ago. You're willing to be used by God however he chooses to use you. So he takes you through things so that you can teach others how to get through things. And I just honor you for that, because that's a hard road to walk. That's a hard place to be. But to see somebody willing to be a vessel used by God in that manner is just so, so awesome, and I praise him for you for that. And just to words of encouragement, I want you to start shaking off your naysayers. Just shake them off, even those ones who come with open arms saying that they're coming to encourage you, but instead of planting seeds of positivity in life, they try to put undercurrents of doubt. Just start shaking them off, because they have no victory. It's like that song that just came out, when Jesus says yes for you, nobody can say no. So you keep doing what you're doing and keep being blessed.
Thank you so much, Toy. And yes, you have spoken life into me just now. You truly have, and I take those words and I receive them into my spirit. I thank God for you, Tori, and I thank God for the words you just blessed upon me. We do have another call on the line. Ricky Jones, the archivist.
I am so glad to hear your voice back on the air, and all I want to say is, hey, baby, all I'm going to say is congratulations. And like I told you a year ago, you have a gift, and you have a purpose, and you have a reason for what you're doing. Don't let anybody, not even yourself, get in your way of doing what you need to do on this mic. You hear me?
Yes, indeed. Yes,
okay, because you just don't realize, just like Toy said, you just don't realize how what you do affects others, but it also affects you. You're giving to people, and you're also getting something back, and you want to keep that relationship between you and that microphone and you and those that you reach. You want to keep that open, because it's a blessing that goes twofold.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Congratulations, and keep on, keep on, Diva.
Thank you.
Wait a cotton picking minute. Now, I got to go there with Baina, Team Chains, Ellis, of the Ellis family, and I have the archivist on. I want the Beverly Nation. I want to thank Compton, California, my hometown. 4,482 people from Los Angeles on the air tonight. Uh-huh. I'm so proud of that. And hey, archivist, you ready for something? First of all, Halcyon to you, sister. Halcyon, Halcyon.
Halcyon to you, my brother.
Can I say something to you as well as our sister, lovely Ellis, tonight?
Sure.
Oh,
will you allow me?
Okay.
Will you allow me, lovely?
Absolutely.
How about 61,408? Our brand new BevNet record, set by the woman who has set the BevNet record all time. This is Baina Ellis's 11th. Okay, the year I said world, 11th record-breaking show. No other host has had more record-breaking shows than this sister here, Baina Lovey Ellis. I just want to bring, if Darlene is still listening, I'm going to bring my next caller in.
I'm
too.
Not surprised.
Darlene,
I'm so not surprised.
Darlene,
thank
I got the archivist
you.
On with
Who's
us.
Doing?
Hey, Darlene, did you hear that? No, Darlene's still there, but that's okay. But, I mean, she probably didn't hear.
I'm sorry.
But you know what, though? Baina, it goes to show you, when you come home, things happen. And I'm so proud for you to come back home. It shows that people still want to, you are viable. You are relevant. And people understand who you are as a person, you know, and a person of light and a person that understands what it is to do broadcast. Not only did Baina Ellis, okay, host Diva Impact, but let's go there. Baina Ellis also hosted News Forum, right, Archivist, with me, okay, a long time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And anytime we needed someone to fill in, she was there. She was trustworthy. She was always ready, Mary, on the spot. And tonight, I'm proud to say this is our first 60,000 connection show.
Whew.
For a host that is seminal to our network. And that's why she's quiet right now, because I know that she probably want to cry. But that's okay.
You know it.
Baina, lovely 16 yes. chain, gold, silver, and gold, silver, and sterling steel. I mean, stainless steel. I'm so happy.
Oh,
I'm the same word. I'm as proud. Stainless steel. Listen, I'm flabbergasted because this is what God wants. You know, and I'm gonna bring Troy Daly back on the air for a second. We're going to do an old school Belly Nation circle. And trust me, we got the Pattersons next. And we got a whole lot of folks still want to listen to you.
Ooh.
Pattersons are next. Troy Daly, do you see what happens when God blesses something? Troy, you there? She probably go off of YouTube. Anybody?
I'm here.
That's okay. Oh, there she goes. Now, I'll put her back on in 1 second. Troy, can you see how God is blessing this network? Not only did lovely Ellis come back on tonight and do her thing, and you know, and in celebration, not in memoriam, but in celebration, she breaks the BevNet record held by MJ Jackson last week at 59,000. Now it's 61,000. What do you have to say to Sister Ellis?
Lovely, I just want to say congratulations, and it wasn't deserved by anyone better. God is just so good. And as I said, when Jesus says yes, who can say no? And that is just confirmation of what God is doing through you and for you. And anybody that's surprised that the record was broken a week later, I don't know why y'all are surprised, because that's what we do at the Nation. We set records, we break records, we set trends, we break trends. So, lovely, I'm elated for you. I feel your joy, you know.
Thank you.
Don't even be embarrassed by the tears, because I'm ready to cry for you. God has just put you from a mighty, mighty long way, and he has so much greater things in store for you. Just keep doing what you're doing. And like I said, shake off your naysayers, even yourself. But just keep doing what God is doing, and let him keep moving through you, because I'm expecting your next show to break even this record. So you just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Troy. Wow.
You ready for 61,000
tonight?
No, 62,001. 62,001.
Wow.
Yeah, 62,000.
Wow.
I just want to say that. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I'm the greatest producer to ever live. On the earth, and I want to praise everybody for giving me the accolades, and I love you. Anyway, archiving. you've been here with me, and also I want to say this too. Sister Antonia Batt is not feeling well tonight. She is on the air with you right now. Okay, she wishes she could
Antonia.
Say something to you.
Feel better.
Antonia says congratulations for your legacy. Remember now, Antonia is the one that has been here since our inception, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
Yeah.
So she remembers your first show. So if anybody that I really, 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 other than the archivists on this other end that has been here with this network, we want to thank Sister Antonia Batt and being the host of Peripheral Vision again tonight for saying great things about Baina Ellis, and we appreciate that. Archivists, before we go into the Pattersons, I'm going to keep you on the line, archivists. Before we go to the Pattersons, look how great a franchise the Pattersons have been. 5 record-breaking shows since November. The Patterson Opinion has grown to be a formidable show on our network, a great ministry. We're going to bring them on in a minute. But archivists, you've seen Lovely Ellis break records. This is the 11th. She finally, her and Louis DeVorn were tied at 10. Okay,
mm-hmm.
She broke the record tonight, and now she stands alone, archivist. What do you have to say before I bring on the Patterson to this young lady?
She's not finished. That's the bottom line. She's not finished. It's so much more that the Lord is going to show her and have her do. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. About time. That's what I'm going to say. About time.
All right, now. All right. You heard what you chose there, right, lovely?
I heard it loud and clear.
Listen, we got more people coming on this air. I'm going to keep the archivist on. And Tori, I'll bring her back on a little later. This is just having this seven that old school family circle. This young couple has been blessed by God not only to endure, but also to innovate. And like I said, since November, five. And I'm talking about crucial record-setting shows. Peter and Precious Patterson, you're on the line right now with Sister Ellen.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Hi, Precious and Peter. Thank you.
Welcome back. Not that you really left. But
thank
I have
you,
to say, I'm a piggyback off of Ricky. God always knows what he's doing. And
right.
Very simple. You're blessed to be a blessing. When he does stuff, he does it without repentance.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Well, I just want to say real quick, congrats on it. I'm not really talking. I'm listening because I'm packing to go on my trip on Saturday. So.
Gotcha. Hi, Peter. I'm so happy to have the Pattersons listening and calling
yes,
in. I appreciate
yes,
the two of you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
they're our pleasure.
I
love you, my hat diva.
Love you too, dear.
Oh man, and you know, and the great thing about the Pattersons, you know, they're so relevant not only for the you know for the Beverly Nation, but just for Blog Talk Radio and being. You know, one of the few marital ministries, lovely Ellis, on radio. Okay, let's get that right. Let's get that straight in front. So I have a high standard for Peter and Precious Patterson. Hey,
yes.
Archivist, I want you to stay around. You know, of course, you know, this is the Miss Ricky Rochelle Jones of Hands and Footprints. What is your legacy? She is our own entity on Blog Talk Radio, right, lovely Ellis? She does her thing
That's
every
indeed.
Saturday morning, 10:30. So, you know, my partner from the old school Halcyon Days Productions that was around from October 4th, 2012 until January 27th, 2013 when we both split our ways and she did her thing and I've done mine. I'm just a little guy, you know, I just have great hosts and I just know how to pick them and your mama told me. So anyway, let's go to the next caller. Come on, I got to be me. I might have changed my name, but guess what? I'm still that same old boy. But let's go to 301. Let's go to 301-343. You're on the line with this diva of the Beverly Nation.
Hi, Miss Lovely. This is your longtime friend, Shalita. I want to say congratulations on your anniversary and all of your accomplishments.
Thank you so much. You know, I wanted to let everyone know that Shalita and I have been friends for over 20 years, and we look like we're in our 20s.
Wow.
So that tells you we're doing something right.
There you go.
Yeah, and I just want to say that, you know, and through those 20-plus years, you've been such an inspiration to myself and other people. You've always inspired people, and your light just shines. And whether you know it or not, just communication, whether it's a regular telephone conversation, there's so much that comes through you. And I almost wanted to cry myself, so I'm kind of like, oh, so happy for you. And I have to agree with one of the callers, you know, this is just the beginning. And I know that God is going to take you so much further. He's using you. You are one of his anointed ones. So
thank
just keep
so
up the
much.
Good work and let God guide you.
I appreciate that. I love her,
oh,
everybody.
Wow.
I got to let y'all know, Shalita and I had a wonderful weekend. She traveled from Maryland. We went to the Philadelphia 4th of July Jan Saturday. Then we went to see Beyonce and Jay last night. So we had a blast, and through it all, she's almost like she's always been a sister to me, and I love her so much. I
Wait
appreciate
a minute.
You, Shalita. Yes?
Watch your mouth on this air. Wait a minute. You said you went through the Beyonce, Jay-Z. So that means when we do our NSR, plug, our NSR on TalkShoe.com, Miss On The 20
wow.
Lovely, 17 Chainz on the Pitbull Ellis. Let me tell you something. This is old school. We're getting it on, Lovely. I mean, because this is how we get. Yeah. This is how we build Beverly Nation. You know, we're going to interview our first series. We're going to interview every single host of the Beverly Nation. The last interview we did was with the Archives. Remember our interview with you, Ricky?
I remember.
I'm still here.
Yes, I remember.
Yes. That's it. And so our next interviewee will be none other than Darlene.
Oh, that's my
all right.
Hmm.
It will be sometime. Yes, indeed. It will be in July. So we're looking forward
all
to
right.
that. And then our next, and then it will be Antonia Bat, and then
yeah.
the Patterson. So I can't wait for this. And MJ Jackson, that's going to be a crazy. And he sent his love
yeah.
to. He sent his love tonight as well. So we have full Beverly
Thank
Nation
you.
Participation. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You know, the greatest thing that we can do is give honor to what honor is due. 215-941, you're going to be on shortly, so don't worry, just hold on there. But I just want to say that, you know, also, Baina Ellis and I, we do something called Oladele Ngozi, you know, NSR, okay, National Syndicated
NSR,
Radio on TalkShoe.com.
Yeah.
So we're getting it in,
yeah.
okay? Don't think we forgot. You know, we are a franchise of ourselves, so. I'm as proud. Mm-hmm. I got to my John Facenda moment. You know, of course, you know, that'll be called that now. From now on, instead of Ngozi time, I will give it to the John Facenda moment of the man who has influenced my life in broadcasting, the late, great John Facenda here in Philadelphia. And so it'll be called the Facenda moment now, from now on, because giving honor to him. And if it wasn't for John Facenda, Lovely, I wouldn't be doing it.
I
and the grace of God. But John Facenda and Ricky Jones know it. John Facenda is the greatest influence in my life in broadcast. Just class and elegance. And if I could be just half, just this quarter of the man that John Facenda was, I'll be doing good. We're gonna go into the next caller, archivist, and our sister who we are celebrating. 215-941. You're on the line right now with this diva, Lovely Ellis.
Yes, I'm calling in to congratulate Bain on this anniversary, and I wish her much more success. And this is my first time listening to the show, and I'm enjoying it right now. Just listening to you and the other callers right now really inspired me.
Oh, my gosh, everybody, that's my brother. Hi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's my baby sister. I love her to death. And first time listening to her, and I'm really enjoying this show.
Thank you so much. Oh, wow. I'm holding the tears, y'all. You know me.
Wow. Lovely. Let me just say something. It's in the mark, and it's almost Facenda time. But I want to say that we labored, Lovely Ellis. We have labored together. Some have come, some have gone, but we have labored. Your franchise, Diva Impact, has given enlightenment to a whole lot of people. You have to understand this, Lovely. You're trusted. Do you understand that? Are you listening to me tonight? This is your producer talking.
Yes, I am.
Internationally, worldwide. You are trusted. People believe in what you say. People trust your brand. Understand that you have been more than a blessing others. You have given them hope beyond hope. And that's something that a lot of people can't get. A lot of people can't get that when it comes down to a broadcast. Because you're giving yourself, you know, you're giving yourself change through your own testimony. How about that?
Wow.
And you're also the queen of clone meat. Who else can do that? So listen, before I go to my Facenda moment, I just want to give the archivist one more time to talk to you tonight, and we're gonna go in and go in and go into my moment about how I feel about Diva Impact. You know, archivist. I mean, what more can we say? That, you know, from that little studio we used to go And we had 17 good, strong people. 17 people. We had 62,000 tonight, right, Ricky Jones? You know, and Lovey, Lovey, we had 17 good people. 17.
Yeah.
Talk to Lovey Ellis tonight and bring me back on to do my Facenda moment.
Okay.
That's so silly. But it's amazing how you can start off with just a grain and how that grain can feed multitudes. And as long as you remember that you take you out of that mic and put that gift that you have into that mic, tonight is just a stepping stone to the greater things that you're going to get into. And I've always said the mic is a powerful thing.
Yep.
And those who are not true with it, you see, they not on it.
Right.
Those who have their gifts and they're willing and able and they have that drive, they put it out there. They're able to be blessed to put it out there. We were blessed with our 17 strong followers all the way to look what you guys are doing now. I mean, it absolutely, every day, every Saturday I get on the mic, I'm still giddy like the very first time that, oh, and I got on the mic. And you have to keep that love. You have to really just enjoy it. It is like breathing. It's effortless. And just like what you do, it's effort. It's like breathing. And you just keep doing that. You just keep breathing. Honey, you're going to have a ball. And by the way, where is my doggone clone meat sandwich? Like, for real, a year later, I still can't get a sandwich?
You could get it. I actually had it for you on the 4th of July, but I ate it because I was out there on the Philly Jam.
That's some foolishness. All right, come on here and do this Facenda moment that you got going on because he is such a great. Yeah, just have my plate ready. That's all I'm asking. But come on, I'm doing my Halcyon thing. I'm out of here. But I am so very proud of you and very happy for you and keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I got a clone meat water ice for you coming up.
Well,
I wanted to give a shout out to my brother too. You know, since he's listening and everything, I appreciate him congratulating me, and I hope, big brother, I'm making you proud as a little sister. You're holding it down for the Ellises, you know, since Dad passed in 2009. So I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for being the man of the family to hold us down, and I appreciate you on the air listening to me tonight. Love you.
All right, and I'm just glad to give honor to God, who without him we are nothing, to give tribute and memoriam to my hero, Mr. John Facenda. Basically, what more can we say tonight about a woman who has touched my life in broadcasting? The Beverly Nation is a collection of three things, three key components. It is producer, host, and listeners. Without those three, we can't thrive. The greatest thing about Ben is her tenacity and her loyalty. Without those two things, Beverly Nation today wouldn't exist as it is without the hard work of this young lady. Give people flowers while they're alive, because when they're dead, they cannot smell them. I want to give honor tonight in this one-year anniversary celebration to Dana Lovely Ellis for being there for me when I needed her the most, for being there for me when sometimes it was toilsome and the ship rocked and reeled. But she was there when I needed her the most. And I say this, being a seminal host, that the Beverly Nation wouldn't thrive without folk like Antonia Bass and Lovely Ellis and Simeon Myers and Aaliyah Love, okay? Let's go. Let's just keep it funky as a fat man's drawers, okay? And Darlene Lawrence, and then the Pattersons, and then now Troy Daly. And now, you know, our rookie, MJ Jackson. But I want to say something to you guys that really will knock your socks off. that really will, you have an understanding of what Beverly Nation is all about. I want to bring back our resident prophet, if she can hear us tonight, right now. Tor Daly, can you hear us?
I'm here.
All right. Being Ellis, Tor Daly said that before July's out, we would have 3 BevNet Instant Classics. Well, we have just earned. We have just earned 1.
Whew.
Lovely Ellis, I want to let you know that this show will be rebroadcast on Wednesday. Matter of fact, it will be rebroadcast on Tuesday because of our sister Antonia Bass not feeling as well.
Okay.
It will be, well, right now we don't know that yet because, like I said, right now okay, things could change and Antonia could feel better. But as right now, it will either be broadcast on Tuesday or Wednesday. If our, I'm praying that our sister Antonia is so important to us, I really want her to be well and be able to do her show.
Yeah,
I'll pray for on Tuesday night. But if not, I want to give you the congratulations saying we have earned Tor Daly. We got another BevNet Instant Classic. It shall be called Diva Impact Celebration with Baina Ellis. Not only did she break the record, but it was a flawless show. And I just want to let Tori talk to you for 30 seconds one last time before I pay the bills.
Tori. Once again, lovely, what else can I say?
Oh, she predicted this, too. She predicted this. Yeah, Tori Daly predicted this, lovely. So go ahead, listen to this woman, I'm lovely.
I just want to say congratulations. I didn't predict it. I just sometimes say out loud what I hear God say. So, I'm not surprised at all. As I said earlier, it could not have happened to a better person, but it needed to happen to you. It needed to happen to you. It needed to happen on your first show back. It needed to happen so that it could serve for you as a confirmation of what God is doing through you and exactly how many people's lives you touch, because I don't think you really understand the magnitude of the impact that you really have and how God uses you to be a blessing to other people. So, again, I just congratulate you. I'm praising God for you, and I can't wait to see what God is going to do through you on the next show.
Wow. The 13th of June, 2014, was a celebration of being a Lovely Ellis and Diva Impact right here tonight on the original BevNet Classic. To see the strength of where we have come from 2014 to 2023, to see us go into the tens of millions, you know, the tweens of millions now, right? We've already surpassed 20 million and close to 24 million. That night, we only did 61,000 listeners, growing the network. Beverly Nation Classics are very important. We know that, again, it's kind of, you know, funny, you know, not in a jovial sense, but, you know, Antonia Bass is not able to do her show tonight, but we got a chance to do a classic in her stead. That night, Tony was not feeling well. And to see someone like Antonia Bass, who's been here since 2013, who was here before being a Lovely Ellis came onto this network, and she heard every single host from that point to now, shows the greatness of our network, the continuance of the outstanding dynasty that we portray on a constant basis. Even now, people try to count us out. But we're great, and we stand in concrete. But imagine at that time how we tried to grow this network to love, support, and continuity. The goal for this network is to be like we were in 2013, 14, and 15, the golden era of our network. where we supported each other, no matter what we were going through personally. We came on the network, we pressed one, and we said, hey, it's our time. It's our turn. And that's the greatest gift we have to share with the rest of the world. The legacy continues. We'll take a call right now. Hopefully that caller is ready and available to talk. Since they pressed one. We're honoring DevNet Classics. We're honoring Lovely Ellis and Diva Impact tonight. At that time, on the first anniversary of her outstanding franchise, on the 13th of June, 2014. Call number one, you're live right now with me and Beverly Nation Classics.
Anna, this is Jesus from the Jesus Show. Happy 1 year anniversary to you, sister. Much honor to you. Much abundance to you, sister, as you spit that microphone across this world for the transformation of our people. I thank you for being here. Thank you for being. Thank you for the enlightenment. Thank you for the fruit that you speak, honey. Because Lord knows that our world needs it from all of those who have been touched by the Creator, honey, to speak a message of transformation, restoration, revival, and whatever is of the heart for the betterment of the people. Much honor to you, sister. Again, happy first anniversary, and let's keep moving forward. No weapon shall be formed against us, the righteous. What people say about you is none of your business, honey. With an anointing like yourself, honey, even the sick got to come to you, baby. You know, the people that people turn away. They don't want to be bothered, you know what I'm saying? You got a calling on you to where those who not well, honey, not only in the body, but that in the mind as well. So people with an anointing like yourself, even those who others would turn away, honey, they come before you, honey, because of the anointing on you. Much love, perfect health, perfect sight, greater wisdom to you and to all of us out here who on the mic of righteousness. Much love to your family, honey, and the desires of your heart to you, man. Happy first anniversary again. What up, brother? Oh, Jesus. My show.
Hey, man.
Wait a minute.
Before you go there, you know, this was a classic from 2014. Let's talk about you and your legacy. You know, coming in June of 2018 and setting the world on fire. This young lady right here is Beverly Nation history personified. When she came on this network, this young lady garnered 15 out of 16 tries of championship performances. In that year, it garnered her Linear New Host of the Year for the class of 2018. She was presented with that by the late, great Darlene Lawrence and Edward Burks, who was still alive. Talk about our legacy that night at ONI Honors in December of 18 and how you felt about being presented with that outstanding award by Anna Waddell and Edward Burks.
It was very powerful experience in my life to be born as a speaker. It was very powerful. It was life-changing to speak that power, honey, that come out of my soul. And then all of the brothers and sisters, the late Anna Waddell, it was like a classic moment in the breath. You know what I'm saying? I was coming through a lot. Dad was getting ready to go to heaven. Brother O, you see what I'm saying? And Jalen was not well with seizures. And that's what empowered me even more to keep going, bro. It was what I saw my family go through, and I knew that I had to do it. I knew I was born to speak, and just you scouting me out, brother. Oh, you was spying on me, but you was watching me for some months, and brother, oh, just you, even though you know it's the network, like you come in contact with you, even though I know we from a past life, like this shit changed my life, and I just give gratitude to be able to speak to the world. You know what I'm saying, to be able to assist like so many others with transformation, with restoration, with revival. You see what I'm saying? With decontamination and to uplift those into enlightenment for those who only if your heart is open. So, Brother O, this incredible family has been life-changing, breathtaking, like from Jerry. Like, I'm on here with legends, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be veterans up out of here, you know what I'm saying? So, Huni Bakatun, the late Anna Wydell, and the other twin, the poet, I don't remember a lot of names. We got Terrence now, you know what I'm saying? Just so many. It was just powerful, you know what I'm saying, back in 2018. And it's just life-changing. Like, it's not enough words right now in my third year to express, because I'm not done, you know what I'm saying? It's still breathtaking. Like, it's breathtaking, Brother O, and I'm heavy. You see what I'm saying? And I just gratitude. Thank you. This shit changed my life.
It was. It's crazy because
it's changing their life.
It's crazy because you literally, you're 5 years in. This is, you know, we celebrate your fifth anniversary.
Oh,
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. What? No, stop it. But it's your fifth anniversary coming into June. And then I want to talk to you.
Gone 4 years.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? And so we talked about your fifth, you know, linear anniversary this year. And last year, you were nominated to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. No one's going to ever take that away from you in your nomination.
Right.
Talk about that very quickly, you know, how you felt last year to be nominated to the Great Hall.
Yo, check this, y'all. Check this, y'all. I had laid the mic down for like 14 months, right, Brother O? And my son wasn't well, because my son just passed, y'all, right? So my son wasn't well, so I put the mic down, right? And y'all, I was gone for like 14 months. I still got nominated, y'all. I had to come back. Like, in the process of my son ascending, like, I still had to come back, Brother O. Like, this is a calling on my life. You see what I'm saying? And I just, after 14 months, like, that's breathtaking. Like, that's the evidence of how powerful I'd be cracking the earth open. Because to put the mic down right for 14 months, 14 months, bro. And when you called me, I'm like, what? Now, that's powerful. So I had to come back, and I'm just grateful for the doors to be open for me. I am growing as well. To grow with people who are doing great things, to grow with people who care for other people. So I'm learning as well in my maturity to be even more of effective of a family member of WBN, and also to contribute more and to support more. I've had to learn that in leadership. Sometimes you be a leader, don't even know you're a leader. You know what I'm saying? Because my mind don't. Yeah, my mind ain't really in my ego like that. So it's like, wait a minute, you know what I'm saying? You have to have structure and order as well to come together with others for a greater purpose. So in my experience with this family, I also growing and spiritually maturing, you know what I'm saying, at 43 years old. So just thank you, Brother O. It's just not enough words, you know what I'm saying? I'm just truly grateful. And again, happy first anniversary. Thank you for this space. Happy first anniversary. To the diva, much honor to you, sister, to your family, the best to you, the desires of your heart, and keep dropping the mic on her. We need the restoration. Thank you. Jesus.
Well, I'm gonna keep you on, Miss Christine Powell, because in 2018, you know, you became, you know, the first ever linear new host of the year, you know, personified on our network. I'm going to bring on someone that became the linear new host of the year last year. Okay, how about that? And his greatness. You know, 5 straight all-time connection records to garner that last year, you know, through a hard process of great hosts. And he's become an icon, right? And you love him very much, right, Jesus? Mr. Clever One,
yes,
one half of the Bruise Brothers. How are you, Claude?
Yo. This is Clever One. One half of the Bruise Brothers represent from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia, where people wake up and come outside and discover that their car is sitting on bricks because all the wheels is missing. What's good?
Well, first of all, we're glad to have you on this network tonight and this outstanding classic. You're on right now with the first ever linear new host of the year, Miss Christine Powell. Who set, you know, a great, great precedent to our network. And, you know, the legacy of the Sonya Griffin Award, And I want to ask you a question. How did you feel last year being Rookie of the Year? And Jesus, you know, we all know how you felt, right? We're talking the club.
Yeah,
right
when
now.
I heard him, honey. Word, honey.
How did you feel last year being Rookie of the Year last night, club?
Check this out, man. I felt like how I felt all my life when I've been the Rookie of the Year. You know what I'm saying? Clef One's been the Rookie of the Year in a lot of different categories. You see what I'm saying? Whether I'm winning or losing, you know what I'm saying? Clef One is always the champion. You feel me? So that's how we doing it like that. The feeling of that is kind of the similarity of thing off the Fantastic Four. He don't feel nothing. But he feels fantastic at the same time. You hear me?
Well, first of all, we're proud of you and your legacy here. And like I said, with tonight, you know, honoring Lovely Ellis in 2014, the legacy of our nation. That's why it's so important. And of course, you know, I got to say it tonight, like last night, tonight. We are Beverly Nation, and we're sponsored by Quicken Loans tonight. And, you know, there was a time, Clay, we didn't have, you know, big-time corporate sponsorship to keep us on the air. We fought tooth and nail every single night with eight great hosts at that time in 2014. And at that time, you know, Christine and Clay, we were, to me, more family than a lot of times we are now. I'm going to turn this to Christine first and then Clever One. How can we get back to that championship feeling of being together and supporting all of our hosts, supporting every single show, Christine?
I would speak, our hearts would be more open. I would like speak that into the universe, that our minds and our hearts could be more open. You know what I'm saying? That's like the best way to put it. Shall it be? Because you're right. Like that oneness, like it felt like, it's like we was all like first cousins, right? And found each other or something, man. Like, we grew up in the sandbox together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And came back 20 years later in another dimension and found, hello?
Yeah, we're here. I hear you loud and clear. Great.
Oh, okay.
No, hey, you're here.
It's damn, we found Brother O. We found Magic Man. Found Jerry Petito. Jerry Petito, excuse me, Jersey Girl. Mama Bessie. Anna Wydell. You know what I'm saying? There's many more. You know what I'm saying? Many more. Clev Terrence. You know, so many. I feel you. I don't know what's in the air, man, but so I was like, all right, well, maybe we just long-distance cousins, but the love is there, man. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of us, and I'm proud to be a part of this. It's life-changing for me and even the people that I speak to, even those who don't agree, that's okay. I'm more about planting seeds, you see what I'm saying? I'm not a controller or to force anything on anyone, but that oneness, like when I walk through the doors of this network, it felt like y'all was like long-distance cousins. So I would just continue to speak that our hearts and our minds be more open, you know, just overall. And not that we're not, I'm just going to speak that, you know, because I felt that oneness, that family connection. I really do.
All right. Clef One, you know, you came in 2022. And a lot of times, you know, we talked about that, you know, like Christine talked about that oneness, you know, that togetherness, continuity, the glue that made Beverly Nation great in the, you know, charter times and the golden times. How can we get back to that, Clev, at this outstanding network that now has overseen millions and millions of people? How do we get back to being one with us at this network? Because, Clef, you support every single night. And you're always, you know, letting people know, you know, we're weak, right? You always say that, right? How do we get back to us being one again, being the great Beverly Nation with ourselves, because we're great around the world. But how can we get back? Thank you, Christine. I love you, what you just said. Now, Clev, how can we get back to honoring this outstanding story network for togetherness?
Well, you know, like I say, right, you know, it's kind of just like any other championship team, you know what I mean? Everybody got to play their position, you feel me, at the highest peak they could possibly pay you. You know what I'm saying? Where if you're the master at your sport and the master at what you do and playing your position and how you do it, it's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters. Everybody got their own style of tricking up the defensive player, you know what I'm saying, to score a basket. You feel what I'm saying? Where you take that and utilize that as correlation. You see what I'm saying? We hold on to where the correlations are, not where the divisions are. You know what I'm saying? Because that's with any other team. You know what I mean? Where you got players that play on the team the whole entire time of their career. And then you have players who come to get traded in, traded off, whatever the case may be. However, to get to the championship, you know what I'm saying, you got to focus on what position you playing as a player, you know what I'm saying, and right. Focus on how to play that position. And if you do that, the implementation in that, you know what I'm saying, is the show and lead by example. You feel what I'm saying? So that's how we going to go ahead and build bricks up and stand sticks up on that when you dig it. And furthermore, the second thing we're going to do is this. We might have to couple off, you know what I'm saying, on an equally yoke tip in this, and treat it like marriages, you know what I'm saying? I pick Jesus.
He is starting this mess tonight, and I love it. We got more people coming on the network. Listen,
me and Caesar's got telekinetic love going on. You understand? That's how we gonna take over, like Jesse and James off Team Rocket. You feel what I'm saying?
That is an I-95 love. And then first of all, we got some more people. I'm gonna keep you guys both on. What Clever One just said is everybody playing their position and supporting each other's shows. It's so important. Christine, I thank you so much for doing that. Club One, you know how I feel about you. I have a new rookie, and I want anybody that has pressed one, stay patient, because I'm going to bring you on. We have a new rookie on our network who is still an intern, and he's feeling his way through. And on Thursday night after Club One, he's going to have his own show with the only host intern show. Mr. Jetty 8-Track. You are with right now a International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee and the WBNN Linear New Host of Year for the class of 2022. You're on the air right now with great, great legacy. Talk to us tonight about what you plan to do here at the one and only Beverly Nation.
Peace. How's everybody doing? This is J8-Track of the ONE Syndicated Host Intern Show. It's Thursday, 9:30. Listen, I am speechless hearing all the love that's being poured into this young lady, this lovely, lovely Ellis. I'm still new to the program.
All right.
I'm still new to the community. So I can only hope and aspire to be as impactful, to be as influential as lovely Ellis is, and the testimony is overwhelming, and it's evidence of how powerful of a person she is. So I can only aspire to be of such rankings and such echelon as far as my presence, and you know, I'm just gonna keep it gully and keep it funky with everything that I do and everything that I present as far as the show is concerned and as far as my personality and my character as usual, whether on air or off air.
Well, you know, Jetty, you're talking to two people that has won the Linear New Host of the Year. I'm gonna let Clev One talk to you and encourage you, and then I'm gonna go to, of course, Clever One was last year's Linear New Host of the Year, and then I'm going to let the 2018, the first ever Linear New Host of the Year, talk to you at the end. Clever One, what does it say to this young man that is aspiring to You know, right now he's an intern. He's not a host yet. What do you have to say to him tonight?
Well, first off, I'm gonna say this. You know what I'm saying? You gotta find yourself a wife like me. You know, I got Jesus. So you're gonna have to find yourself a wife.
No. He's already married.
Hold on. All right, let's scratch that one off. You know what I'm saying? Straight tight with that one. You know what I'm saying? You know, you could be like Clev One, you know what I'm saying? But nah, check this out, man. You know, the whole thing about it is it's about being you. You know, there's the cadence is to whoever want to listen to you, that's who you cater. The cadence is to where you never want to start innovating and trying to sound like somebody else, because if that ain't you, you know what I mean, you're definitely not going to sound like them. You know what I mean? So the whole thing is this. As long as you yourself, it's like coming in, being, it's like the LeBron James method. You know what I'm saying? You come in, you know what I'm saying, with the LeBron James method. You're playing basketball, but in mentally you're playing football. You know what I mean? Like Earl Campbell. You see what I'm saying? And that's how you become LeBron James of basketball. Playing it like your Earl Campbell on a basketball court, where people just got to get out your way. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you do. You feel me? Act like you got the lawnmower on and it ain't time to get on the grass yet for the cookout. You feel me? That's how you got to treat this thing out here. You see what I'm saying? I said, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I appreciate you.
And now we're going to go into the first person that ever won the Lillian Host of the Year. Christine Powell, talk to this young man tonight with encouragement.
Man, you heard what he said, first ever, right? Look, I talk in other worlds, honey, in other worlds before we even built this planet. So it's like that as a scholar, from world to world. I talk to different civilizations. Whatever your meat suit look like, I'm there. So I'm born to speak to worlds. So in saying that, it's connected to what Clev said. All about, I'm going to paraphrase him, the authentic self. The authentic self, the best to you. Activation in your throat chakra, honey. If shall you be born to speak to the people? And shall you not be born to speak to the people? Man, just do your thing. Ain't not that you need permission. Be yourself. It's not about what people agree with. It's not what about people disagree with. It's about being you. And it's about what you feel in your heart you need to say. Because if you pay attention to the outer world, you're going to lose focus, you know what I'm saying? Or what the inner self needs you to spit. This just a confirmation, just being yourself. It's all right to block out the world and crack the earth open with whatever. I don't care if you talk about bananas, bruh. Talk about that shit. Just don't stop. And again, like I said about homegirl, it's her first anniversary. What people say about you ain't none of your business. Spit fire. Love you.
I love you too.
Yeah, that's Mr. Jenny A-Track.
I love you too. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you to the two phenomenal minds that just imparted that wisdom, those gems of knowledge and intelligence and spiritual enhancement to me. I appreciate y'all, and I'm going to take that, and I'm going to run with it. I love y'all.
Stay tuned, man, and stay focused. We got another caller right now here honoring Lovely Ellis and the BevNet Classic tonight, Diva Impact. Caller, you're live right now with me. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hey, caller. Oh, hey, how you doing? Someone that, wait a minute. You're talking about somebody who's had an outstanding 2022, an outstanding 2023. I call this man right here. I'm going to bring back on Christine Powell. Christine, this young man has been a renaissance, okay? You know, being the class of 2021 and having, you know, now 12 all-time connection records, I'm so proud of this young man out of Trenton, New Jersey. I'm going to let, you know, she just talk to this man right here, Mr. Ricardo Richard.
How you doing?
honored to you too. I just wanted, this actually is the first time I heard your show, so I wanted to congratulate you on everything. And the things that I did get a chance to hear, you know, it was real positive, and just basically to hear, you know, a lot of your loved ones and the people that you connect with just say that you are a light, you know. It was just great to hear it, you get what I mean? So I just wanted to tell you, you know, just to keep going and keep doing what you're doing, and just don't stop. And again, congratulations.
Jesus, he was talking about you.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the diva. My bad. I'm sorry, family of life. My bad to the panel and everybody. Oh, wow. I heard everything.
Wait a minute. That was the first time that Christine Powell, now she's really officially a BevNet host. She fell out in the spirit, y'all.
Yeah, word, yo. I received that to the young man who just spoke those words. Thank you, honey. Much honor to everything about you, baby. Follow your heart, and I'm doing the same. One day at a time, man. It's all about believing in yourself. Word. Best to
all
everybody.
Right,
thank
right.
you for that.
And, you know, Ricardo, I'm really proud of you, you know, with your strength of being a host here at WBNN. The one and only Beverly Nation. And, you know, of course, you heard tonight's show with Lovely Ellis, and you were giving props to her as well as Christine Powell. It's a legacy, man. And you being able to acknowledge who you are and who you believe in is part of your legacy right here at Beverly Nation. And talk about, you know, how you feel about your show and how you feel about Beverly Nation.
I just feel blessed to be on this. You get what I mean? For anybody that don't know, like, I started off creating my series called Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. And I never knew that, you know, God was going to lead me to doing radio. So I just want to thank Brother O and everybody, you know, that's affiliated with it, with this network. Thank you. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it. My show, it comes next Monday. I think that's April the 24th at 9:30. So I'm just talking
right.
to an upcoming rapper from the city, you know, who's just trying to, you know, just rise out of poverty and just trying to get a chance out of the hood. So I'm excited about it.
I appreciate
and
you,
helping
being
a voice
Ricardo. Ricardo, I'm sorry.
I'm grateful that we're all able to give a voice to the voiceless.
Man, you know, first of all, we love you, man, and your stance. You know, just like Christine and Clever One, you know, you have a great stance in who you are, and I want you to stay on the line. Before I give Ngozi time tonight, I hope that our commissioner is able to speak, and, you know, we'll see you here. Commissioner, how are you tonight, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J? If she's able to speak. She might be just listening. That's fine. But as I go into Ngozi time, we got a chance to hear a pioneer. Baina Lovely Ellis helped me tremendously with News Forum in its infancy. Okay? Before, Dr. Chinchilla J has been doing a great job, and our outstanding pendulist of excellence has been archived. But we had championships as well with News Forum, with our first ever host, Abraham Doe, Gene Turner, Antonia Batts, and Lovely Ellis. We carried on that tradition until September 27, 2013, when we hired the excellence of Darlene Lawrence, who are championships and all Top Connection Records are named after. We get great stories, good news segments. What a time at Beverly Nation. I will never forget the times when we only had 2,000 people, 3,000 people listening.
And now we're in the tweens of millions worldwide. It was people like Lovely Ellis and Darlene, Toy Daly, the Pattersons, Aaliyah Love, Louis Devon, Simeon Myers, Audrey Dennis, MJ Jackson, those people, and our sportscaster, Kenneth Lozada. People like that held us down. We were trying to stay alive. But of course, no show would be complete without mentioning the woman and my partner that helped me make it all happen. The wonderful and outstanding Ricky R. Jones. So proud of her. Because without Ricky and Halcyon Days, there would be no Beverly Nation. I'm proud tonight to say thank you to all the people that made it possible. The truth is in the pudding. The truth is in the archives. Look it up. You'll find out everything you need to know. Beverly Nation has advertised through Ngozi Time Multimedia. At Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Ola Belly Malaywa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Ngozi@my@gmail.com. I humbly say tonight, through archival presentation, I am your mother and father's favorite producer since February 4th, 2013. Ola Belly Malaywa Ngozi saying good night. Good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis.